Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Sam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. Shut up. I know I'm behind, but we still got a four-hour show for you guys. I'm DJ E-Monster. I got my co-host with me. So we're going to start off like this. This is not new, but I still like it. I think it'll start Monstrous Monday off right. This is CC from DC, T-Pain and Wildlife. Monstrous Monday starts now.
Her name is CC from DC. She knows how to go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kind of got a little romance.
It's Monstrous Monday on Monstrous Radio.
Go, baby. Be leaving alone. Now that's a no-go, baby. You hitting my phone as a for sure go, baby. I take you for second lobster and fro yo, baby. Oh, baby. Now go, baby. Keep bouncing up and down like a yo-yo, baby. Nobody else around.
The number is 424-243-9649. Let's get monstrous.
Oh, baby, yeah. Go, baby, yeah. You don't have to keep none of your clothes on, baby, yeah. Keep taking that booty, you get more, go, baby, yeah. I need to see that thing in slow-mo, baby. Slow it down. Hit me with that instant replay this time. Turn around, round. Go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing the thing on me. And every night in the club, I'ma be rooting for my baby like
I made her my wife. Nothing is more sexy than women with 9 to 5. I kiss below the navel and baby temperature rise. See us, we up, undefeated. They never could beat us because we're kicking a FIFA. Z-A-A-M-A-Easy. The he who she who don't believe me used to go to DC. Yeah. Far as the city goes, a couple crabs left, but most really know. The courtside seat, I feel like many Billy Boys, multi-millionaire. But when I'm there, they call me Billy Gold. Yeah, used to be on that scene. I used to rap with back and ran them at where UCB. I'm married to Joanna, you and a bomb, your hoe and Lee. That's what we really call our bounce.
Her name is CC. Oh, yeah. She knows how to go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing a thing on me. And every night in the club, I'ma be rooting for my baby like
go dance. When I see her,
Monstrous Monday. Okay. I think it's about time for the show. Right after this, if I can get it right.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubba gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some smack in the mouth bubble gum. That's right, smack in the mouth bubble gum. Now available at the quick pick me out and rob me corner store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
Yeah, so you know what it is. Don't be letting nobody walk around you with no stanky-ass thought. I'm talking about breath so stank. They think something. You'd be like, oh, did you say something?
No.
Now I was thinking, shut up, your breath stink. So
DJ E-Monster.
What?
Man, I'm so happy you played that. Let me tell you, I was going to talk about this today. This man's breath was so bad, and we was in a closed room. I swear to God, I thought I would stop breathing. I was like, if I stop breathing right now, I'm not going to smell this man's funky-ass breath. Like, his breath was so bad. I was like, do y'all smell that? Like, do you smell that? Like, can you leave the door open? I'm having a meeting. I can't leave the door open, but I was about to die. I was literally about to die because I was holding my breath. And so I kept leaning back in my chair trying to get some air from the window that wasn't open.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I got to end this meeting. I was like, all right, bring your daughter back later. Okay, you got to go. You got to go. And he kept doing that drag. That drag, you know, just all of it come out. Oh my God, I was like, I need some gum, some mint, some air freshener, some Tack, it was so bad.
All I can say is hello. They must have smelled like straight chai squash, wet farts. Cause you just like jumped in the whole intro of the show and we start talking about somebody that stank at your job. Really?
My bad. It was that bad.
It was that bad. Word.
Ooh.
They cough, and it smelled like somebody fought it.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. Yes. It smelled like something died in his mouth. Like this was sitting on his tongue, and died.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Next time, light an incense in his mouth. Next time, light an incense in his mouth and close it. I'm just saying. Welcome to Monstrous Mondays, people. welcome to the show. Right off the bat, that's something we could talk about all week, which could be hygiene in the wintertime, because it is a little different. You know, hygiene from the winter to the summer is totally different. It's a whole different snowball game. I'm just saying. So that's something we could talk about tonight as we talk about who's bumping who's getting fat. Let's see. We can talk about what we had going on the weekend, what else we got coming up. If you got an event going on, make sure you hit us up. Let us know on our Facebook page on the Monstars. Like our page, add your stuff in there, and we'll read them right here on the air throughout the week on the nights that we see fit. So let's see. So what's some of the things we're going to talk about tonight in the Who's Bumping Who? Who's getting fat on our running late show tonight on this monstrous Monday, chilly December night?
Okay. So, as you know, or some of you guys don't know, we got a lot of football news that has went down over the weekend. Then we got some news that's coming out of Minneapolis, which is just unreal. We got some 50 Cent, and we got some Cardi B. And, of course, y'all know I have to talk about my Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Well, Jerry, we talking about him so much. We talking about him so much. You got his name right. Wow. Okay.
I know, finally.
Okay.
I know. I keep getting cussed out every time I don't.
You had Tech N9ne fans calling in, cussing you out.
I know.
But you got it
like,
right
cussing
now.
Me
you got
out.
It right now.
I got it right. I mean, I better have it right because we don't want no more
right.
incidents happening, you know, if I call
right,
him
right,
something
yeah.
else, you know, another fan to call in. But come on, call in. Maybe I could get another fan to call in if I call him something else. Let me think of another name that I didn't know was his or was real, and let's see if I can get somebody else from somewhere to call in. Like a Willie Nilly or something.
Name.
You know, Willie Nilly,
6ix9ine.
Huh? Yes.
You're going to mess up the
it's
name for some
working.
Reason.
Hey, hey. You mad at it? Hell to the not all. Nah, nah. What? We do what we got to do.
Who's not?
It's Miss Unbelievable talking. Like, who knew? Who knew? My bad. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's all we got in the entertainment news. We got anything else?
Nah, that's it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm talking about here trying to find this music I want to play. I'm trying to find this
mm-hmm.
Manolo Rose so I can play this track
Manolo
called Money.
Rose.
Manolo
money,
Rose.
Money, we gotta make some money. We're making that money.
It,
making that
I,
money from Manolo Rose.
Okay, I'm just
Who
gonna play. I'm just gonna play some music because she's just gonna keep jumping on me. Some new Mariah Carey. Stay long. Love you. Yeah, so up next, we got the Monstrous Radio Weather Report with Miss Unbelievable. But I just want to take a second to send a shout-out to Now One Promotions. That's NOW, the number one, and then Promotions, They over there, they help us out a lot. They share our links. They post our stuff. If you're an artist or radio network, a DJ, and you need some promotion, make sure you add Now One Promotion. That's Now, the word Now, and then One Promotions. Make sure you add them. They'll help you get your brand built around the world. Get it? So, all right, check it out. Here's that track that I found. And then when we come back, we're going to get into this weather report and see if it's beautiful in your area. But for now, let's get to this money.
Get
Manolo
money.
Rose. Monstrous Monday. Eat monster.
We're like a bar, baby.
Yes, Lord. Manolo Rose, I see you out there shining, baby. The S550 with the gold BBs. No, he didn't do the gold BBs. I see you with your crew, the new wolves. Out there tearing up the West Side Highway. Motivating and percolating and putting on for the city. I heard you betting on the Knicks. If it's five, make it 10.
I get money. Blue strip, honey. Big face, honey. Face hunting, big game hunting, Nick game front, fur on drag, bitches on the ass, cop one, two, father make it two, bitches on the go, wolves on the loose, all you don't believe, risk game proof, watch face blue, I get money, nigga, I get money, I get money, nigga, I get money, I get money, everything funny, you ain't talking about the money, everything funny, you ain't talking about the money, keep the wheels with the beat, I ain't Mr. Beat, bro, pedals when I'm on. Big bank stopper, fifth half shopper, 10-pound lobster, eating like a mobster, drapes on the window, 100K for the whip, swerving all the potholes. I get money, we get money,
hold on, 20,000 is what I'm about to say.
I get money, blue strip honey, big face honey, little face honey, big game honey, Nick game front, spur on track, bitches on the ass, cop one, two, father make it two, bitches on the go. Watch face blue. I get money, nigga. I get money. I get money, nigga. I get money. I get money. Everything funny. You ain't talking about the money. Everything funny. You ain't talking about the money. Can I use your account? I buy you a ring. Buy you a mink. Oh, you looking thirsty? Standing at the bar. What you need a drink? Here, take the beat. Swipe till it deep.
Five-star hotel. They all going crazy. Meek dragging by the floor.
Monstrous Monday.
King on the bank.
Get your money.
I get money. Blue strip honey. Big face honey. Little face honey. Big game honey. Nick game front. Fur on drag. Bitches on the ass. Cop one, two. Father make it two. Bitches on the roof. Rolls on the roof.
What? Get money.
Yeah. So that's Manolo Rose right here on Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. Getting your week started. Trying to give y'all that monstrous attitude so y'all can ball throughout the week. So, you know the number, 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 if you're monstrous. But for right now, we're going to get into this weather report. We're trying to see what's going on in your part of the woods. So let's go over here and check in with our weather report correspondent, Miss Unbelievable. So what's going on, Mama? What's going on with the weather tonight?
Okay, so the weather for tonight looks as so. Minneapolis is sitting at 23. London's night skies are 42. Paris' night skies is 52. Atlanta is 48. New York is 48. Dallas is 47. San Juan is 77, Phoenix is 58, Los Angeles is 60, Kansas City is 30, and Miami is 78. There you have your monstrous radio reports on a monstrous Monday.
Okay, what was that all about? What was that all about? Because I don't know what happened. You went from your, I don't know if it was a Kiki or a Barbara, white girl voice, to a Jamaican Janda. to an Irish Shirley. You did. I don't know what happened there. I think we had three correspondents. Shit, if it's free, it's free. That's your weather report for tonight, coming from Minneapolis, Minnesota. From three motherfuckers from around the world. I don't know who they was, but they was here. Okay, my mouth. What else we got on the who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news for tonight?
Okay, so hopefully you guys are hearing me because it's getting a little digital. So.
Okay,
there we go.
Well, after you set it up, yeah, we'll take a break. Sometimes the music will smooth that out, and then we'll come back, and hopefully everything will be okay.
Okay. So let's start off with my Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know, he just keeps digging himself in more and more stuff. After posting a sex tape featuring an underage girl, Tekashi 6ix9ine to be re-sentenced. According to Page Six, it looks like the rainbow-haired rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine will possibly be re-sentenced to time served next week for posting a video online that features a 13-year-old girl engaged in a sexual act. The rapper, born Daniel Hernandez, was not in attendance during the closed-doors conference Friday in which Justice Felicia Mena, his defense lawyer, and prosecutors made the decision. Previously, Mena sentenced the controversial artist to 4 years probation and 1,000 hours of community service for the 2015 charge, despite prosecutors insisting on 1 to 3 years behind bars. But since he's been held without bail and new federal charges, he can't be on probation, hence been given time served. Since being indicted on racketeering firearms charges last month, he's been in federal custody. His trial date is set for September 4th. So they took him off probation. Oh, wait. Waiting for the day when I never seen the image of this rainbow snow tattooed rapist clown face again. This filthy piece of shit. All punches forever. So, needless to say, he's just an idiot.
Yeah. So, all right, y'all. I know y'all can hear that digital now because I can hear it my damn self. So, all right, we're going to take a breather. Hopefully, this thing is going to smooth itself out, and then we're going to come back. Let me see. What should I do? I'm going to take care of some hometown talent first. Let's see. This dude right here, matter of fact, I used to call him the Minnesota Chris Brown. Check it out right now. This right here is Jay Bree. Let me see. Which one should I play? I'm going to play this one right here called Wish I Was Single. Jay Bree from the Twin Cities. Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. I'm DJ E-Monster. What's your name again, lady?
I'm Miss Unbelievable.
On a Monstrous Monday. Let's go, Minneapolis, Minnesota. St. Paul, where you at? Tip your cat, big buddy.
We live.
Been down this road before. Ain't tryna hear that. Where you been and where you at? Cause you ain't called back. I'm out here working, baby. So you can fall back. You've been tripping, thinking I'm slipping. We know what that money do, do. These women, they so fool. That's why I rock with you. So fool, that's why I rock with you.
All right, so let me see. What should I play? Let me see what this Remedy Fast Car is right quick. Yeah, I like this one. We're going to open the lines right after this. A little R&B run for you. You are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster on a Monsterous Monday.
Curfew is 12, can we push it up to 2? The night's still young, got a lot more to do. But I know you gotta work, so if not, that's cool. I know you got a man, but I swear he'll fool. What he gon' do when I pull up outside? What he gon' do when you hop up in the ride? I ain't stuntin' over him, I'm just trying to get it right.
Social media and let them know, hey big homie, we heard you on Monstrous Radio with DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. So let's see, it's a monstrous Monday. It's chilly out here in the Twin Cities. I'm DJ E Monster. I got Miss Unbelievable with me, and we're about to do the entertainment news, the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle. So what else we got going on tonight, mama, on this drama-filled night? I tried to say something slick. As y'all could tell, it did not work for me. what we got?
I'ma just need to just yeah. I mean, pick your time, pick your time, pick your time, baby, pick your time.
Okay.
Okay, but
okay,
Cardi
okay.
B, judge issues warning: show up to court or face arrest. Now you must know when a judge starts saying that, y'all better make it. But anyway, Cardi B was just issued a stern warning from the judge in her strip club beatdown case. Show up to court or face getting arrested. Cardi's legal team was in court Monday without the rapper for a hearing about the August incident. We're told prosecutors expressed their frustration that Cardi herself was a no-show, considering they've already given her a 6-week extension on the case, So they asked the judge to issue a bench warrant. The judge denied the immediate request, but did issue a stern warning. The Superior Court Friday morning, or there will be most likely be a warrant issued. Cardi's defense team also revealed in court they've been having a tough time getting in touch with her directly, instead only communicating through Cardi's management team, and only found out Thursday Cardi had a prior commitment that would prevent her from attending Monday's hearing. TMZ wrote the story, Cardi is Jade and Batty G.I. and badly injured both. Jade told us prior to the attack, Cardi had threatened her for months, accusing the two of sleeping with her husband Offset.
Sorry, I'm still here. I had to move stuff around in the system to try to get, because you started going digital. So to get rid of it, I tried to fix it. So I had to mute myself and mute the music and everything so we could hear you clearly. Cardi's going to have to show up. it is what it is. And they could be listening right now because Cardi and Offset, they did add us on Instagram over the weekend, you dig? We finally caught their eye. So they have liked some of our stuff, things like that. So, but I just want to say, can you imagine Cardi B going to court? That could be a reality show by itself. I'm gonna keep it 100. I can just imagine what her mouth gonna do in court. You dig? I'm just saying. Can you imagine her? Just give me 30 days. I'm just saying. I want to see how she reacts in court. That's all. I'm just saying that would be. Hopefully she don't get no time. It's bad when people get time, unless you really did something heinous, lock your ass up. But I'm just saying, I want to see how her mouth do in court. I'm just saying. So Cardi, please go to court. It's gonna be entertaining for the rest of us. That was real petty and shallow.
Because
she's gonna be like, so me going to court is gonna be entertaining for you. And but I'm just saying, I want to see.
You know that's gonna be how I do it. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be Kurt. I can be up in there like, don't put me like that. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
Finish doing your news, because I have to put myself on mute. So when you're done, you can say, okay, where you at, E? And then I'll open up the line so people can hear you clearly.
Okay. So 50 Cent and his baby mother feud after the rapper's cruel comments about their son. If y'all listen to the archives, y'all can go back and listen that. I think it was on Friday I read that 50 Cent said that his son can get hit by a bus because he was with his rival's son's in a picture, and he was upset. So 50 Cent has a bad relationship with the mother of his first son, Marquise Jackson. Their feud has been made public once more after the rapper made a shocking comment about their child online. He took aim at the Jackson Jr., stating that he wouldn't mind if the young men were to die. Shaniqua responded with her own message via Instagram, which was received by Fit Turned and Kind. Thompson uploaded a text post to her IG story, "A nigga with money don't mean shit. Ronald McDonald rich as fuck, but he's still a clown." Soon after, 50 screen grabbed the message and attached an insult caption, "Alexa, play Bitter Old Bitch by Little Baby, LOL." The Bitter Old Bitch came through with a rebuttal underlining his seemingly misguided focus when it came to his kin. "I find it humorous that a not-so-gangster rapper would go so hard and be so diligent at going at his child and his child's mother, but won't keep that same energy for the niggas who put the hot lead up in his ass. Alexa, play Many Men by 50 Cent." The entertainer has yet to comment on this last remark. DJ E-Monster, bring it big.
Well, all I can say is, touche, motherfucker. She got your ass. Ain't that about a bitch? It's always your baby mama to hem your ass up. I'm just saying, It's not the side chick. It's not somebody else. It's always the baby mama that have that response that'll come back to make you go, ooh, why am I arguing with you anyway? like I said last week, when you had brought up the story, you know, you had originally brought it to us. I think 50's going through issues right now. I don't think you can really look too far into him saying that about that. I think he's upset. As you heard, his son is with a rival's son. So I'm pretty sure he knew what he was doing when they was taking pictures together. They knew what was going to happen when Pops seen this picture. And I think 50 Cent's son is probably doing things despite 50. Him as a young man, I would have to say you're going to have to fall back from that, bruh. Let that shit ride. Not let it ride, but don't let it sit out there in public. They just going to have to sit down and have a man to man as men, beyond father and son, man to man as men, and have a sit down. But as far as moms go, what did he call her? I hate to repeat it.
A video bitch.
The video bitch got your ass, 50. Now instead of 9 shots, you got 10 shots. You dig? I'm just saying, I want to see what he's going to say. I want to see what he's going to say, because that's going to start a whole thing all by itself. Now, I don't know if this is a self, because, you know, sometimes people do self-inflicting things for publicity. Does 50 got a new album coming out? Do his son got an album out? I don't know. But, I mean, this can be a whole nother lane. Imagine what they're going to say. Somebody's going to pick this up and run with it. Say, you're clowning your son for what happened to the dudes that shot you. That's what's going to happen. I'm predicting what the next wave is going to be. Whether it be all his rivals, the other artist is going to throw it out there. Somebody's going to run with this right here that she just said. She dropped a bomb on her baby daddy. And I'm not talking about no freaky, sexy, exotic shit. Dropped a bomb on her baby daddy. Whoa.
A good bomb.
Whoa.
And it's so crazy because you're arguing with a child. More or less your child, your seed. So what that say about you and how you raised your, I mean, this is Junior, ain't it?
Yep.
So that's saying a lot that you want to sit on Instagram like a little bitch and argue back and forth like a little bitch. Come on now. Sorry, y'all. I don't usually use that word. I'm trying to help. But come on. You look stupid. As a grown-ass man, you on Instagram talking about let me see, let me go. Come on. Come on. For real? That's not players. Players nothing. That's just tasteful tackness. Just tacky. It makes me look at you differently all the time.
It really does.
It makes me look at him differently.
Right. Makes me look at your drink different on the shelf. All kinds of things. You know what I mean? So these are things, as artists, these are things that, you know, and this is partially why we bring you a lot of entertainment news, so you can see or hear the type of things that you should not be doing. These are big ballers. They're big people. And they're failing at doing this shit. So, you know, on your journey, through your travels, on your mission, don't do what some of these people are doing. If you got issues, especially emotional, personal type things, you might want to keep them away from social media. You might feel good for that hot moment, talking about some, I'll just run with what we're talking about. Oh, I wish he was dead or he can get hit by a bus, blah, 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 blah. You might feel like that this moment. But in a year from now, you're going to look back and go, oh, shit. What was I on that day? Why did I do that? You dig? Because let's keep it honest. That's not very adult-like. Let's keep it 100. It's not very adult-like. I know sometimes people, they put posts out because you feel somebody else might be talking about you behind closed doors. So you feel social media is the place to correct it. That's not. Because we'll say hypothetically, there's 20 people talking about you behind closed doors. You got 5,000 people on your page. Those 20 people might be talking, but now 5,000 is in your business. on social media, shut the fuck up when it comes to your personal stuff. You did keep it business. Now, don't look at my pages and go off of what I post, because I be on some bullshit every day. It is, that's what I do. I be on bullshit every day. It's nothing personal. It's just bullshit to get your attention to bring you here to the radio. Don't go by that. I put some drama up. Oh, just to see what I can get. And that's what some people do. It is. They'll come on your page, start some drama, and laugh like, watch this motherfucker react. So anyway, back to our news. This ain't no therapy session.
But you were saying something. You were saying something that I think the listeners and artists need to hear. He's affecting his brand. You don't want to affect your brand from personal issues. As you were saying, I'm looking at your alcohol differently, nigga. Is that what you're drinking? You know what I'm saying? Are you using your own product? But your branding right now is throwing a lot of families who are dealing with this as we speak with, you know, the father and the son having issues. Come on, they're looking up to you. Some people look up to you. And so if you're messing up your brand and if you're, you know, bringing in your personal with your kids, man, that means no one means anything to you, because if that's your blood, no one is valuable to you. So everybody is something in your eyes. So 50, get it together. And remember, y'all, your brand is what we buy. And if you mess your brand up, you mess your acquaintance up.
Right.
So two Minneapolis police officers, I don't know if y'all heard about this, I don't know if y'all seen this, but two Minneapolis police officers on leave after Christmas tree decorations being racist. I don't know if y'all heard about this. The tree was ornamented with Flamin' Hot Funyuns, a pack of Newport cigarettes, and a Popeye's Louisiana kitchen drink cup and a police tape. So two Minneapolis police officers were put on paid leave Friday after were allegedly involved in decorating a Christmas tree that the mayor called a racist display. Like I said, pictures of tree ornaments with Flamin' Hot Funyuns, a pack of Newport cigarettes, a Popeye's Louisiana kitchen drink cup, alcohol beverage can, and police tape started circulating Friday. NBC affiliate CARE compared the photo with a racist stereotype. Minneapolis Mayor Fry also condemned the ornamentation. This behavior is racist, despicable, and well beneath the standards of any person in our community. Shifting the culture of the police department requires shift and decisive action, Fry said, calling for the officers responsible to be fired immediately. The mayor's spokesman later said he recognized that there is a process for disciplining officers. The two are on paid leave.
Okay.
And go.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say that's fucked up, Mike. Two, this is a perfect example of when people try to say, don't get me twisted. I mean, don't get it wrong. My grandfather was in law enforcement. You dig? So I know not all police are out there doing malice. A lot, all police are not on that bullshit and all that. But some people try to say our neighborhood is not looked at funny. They try to say our neighborhood is not targeted. When I say my neighborhood, I'm talking about the inner city urban community. They try to say we're not targeted. This is a perfect example of how much they respect us in our neighborhoods. You understand me? Just imagine people out there globally, just imagine the mental state of someone have a police precinct in a black neighborhood and you put in Newports, liquor bottles, chicken, whatever, all this shit on the Christmas tree outside in the neighborhood for a moment. Imagine the mental state of the person that did this. And they're policing our streets. They're supposed to be doing the right thing. So when they pull you up, what are they thinking? Come on, man. In today's age, come on, man. Now, the whole thing that's bad about it is, and this is the whole thing that's wrong with partial, what's wrong with that system itself. And I'm not coming at them in particular. I'm just saying these are some of the things you, the union, need to look at. Because these are the type of things that keep those people on the force. Like the police wants to do, the guy wants to do. He came out and said he was going to fire them. Well, he's been getting backlash from that because the police is a union. You can't just fire a union worker like that. There's protocols and there's things, channels you have to go through for someone to be fired within the union. So the union itself needs to adjust. The union might be the one that's going to have to protect the public. But damn it, man. So that means the sergeant, all the other cops that went into the building. Come on, man. Shouldn't somebody arrested that police officer? Isn't that like some terroristic type shit? Come on. It was in the Somali area. They put bomb shells and other things like that on it. Pork chops and shit like that on it. Come on, man. Is that not an act of terrorism? I'm just saying, I could be wrong. Y'all got to let us know. Y'all know the number, 424-243-9649, or you can give us a comment at monsterusradio@gmail.com. We might want to talk to you and have you on the air, have a conversation. But that's how deep it is. Y'all see, we went from having fun and games to some real shit now. But that's real. That's how real it is. A lot of people in other communities don't understand how hard we take this. Other people going, ha, 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 that's funny. And now this is another thing to think about, us as a community. Now, what if somebody did this in a movie as a funny part in the movie? I wouldn't give a fuck if it was Ice Cube. Is that cool? If it was in a Friday movie, is that cool? I'm not saying Ice Cube would do that. I believe he's on bigger things. But I'm just saying this is something we got to look at. Monstrous Monday. My bag. My bag. They don't tap me on that one because that's hometown. So yeah. I mean, how do you feel about it, Miss Unbelievable? I mean, I can't ask you, was that acceptable? But, I mean, do you have comments on the article that you just read?
You know, okay. My position on the article that I read was, first of all, not all black people represent that. However, on a daily, I'm pretty sure that this is what our kids see on a daily at their home somewhere or some part in their life. They don't eat well. So to me, it's speaking a message of how they view us and how we need to change us. See, now you have motivated, at least it should have motivated you to say, this is how racism and systematic racism looks at your community as smokers, as fast food, because all our babies do eat is Takis. All they do is eat is Funyuns. All they do is eat hot stuff. They don't eat a healthy meal. You know, back in the day, this wouldn't have been, you know, something that they would put on the tree. It would just been a regular ass tree. But nowadays, because we haven't took care of our own and we got the young moms and young kids raising the kids, this is what they see. This is what, you know, they expect out of your community. So to me, it's time for us to raise up and say, yeah, this is wrong. But, yeah, they brought it to our attention again and what the fuck we need to change and how they need to stop looking at us as if we're not as rich as a Christmas tree would be presented anywhere else. So we need to, you know, look, step up and say, hey, you know what? No more y'all gonna mock us. But then yet, when I was at the store today, this guy steals two cartons of cigarettes from the store. So they're gonna continue to look at us that way because we haven't said enough is enough. We're gonna change us, for you can't make fun of us no more. And then what? But it ain't going to be that easy because we've got comfortable with how systematic racism raises us or how systematic racism is acceptable and how they don't even know what the hell that means. because they ain't went to school. They don't think school is important. They haven't took in an inventory and put anything into their kids to have something to say, okay, I have value. This is valuable to me. I'm worthy of this. That's not who I am. They only see what we're presenting out there. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine as one of their role models, and yet he's sitting up in jail playing as if he's not. We have 50 Cent, who is one of their role models, who's sitting there hollering at his kids. This is who they have presented before them now. We got Cardi B, who won't go to jail or, you know, whatever, stripping and fighting in the club. This is who they have. And so, yeah, this systematic racism that's going on, this is what they're presented with, so they can get away with putting that on the tree. But yet they want to fire him for them being believing what they see and believing what's in their heart instead of what we're about. We don't stand up and say we're worth value. We sit down and say we're not. So it's up to us to change that. So can they put that tree up? Is it wrong? Absolutely. Do I condemn them for putting that up? Yes, I do, because they took the richness out of who we are, but we gave them the blueprints to say, hey, it's okay. Let's change that around. Let's do our job.
Right. Yeah.
Monsters Monday.
Okay. All right, so let's see. We are getting close to the end of the show. So we got any more entertainment news? Let's go ahead and breeze through it. What we got?
Yeah, y'all, Green Bay Cheesehead fans, you fired your coach. I'm just saying, what was
so
you thinking? You gave your quarterback full reign. Y'all know he old. He only got y'all 2 more years. Hopefully y'all find a coach and a quarterback, because they coming after him. I'm just saying. And y'all, hope y'all know about the Kansas City Chiefs person who, Kareem Hunt, who attacked a woman. The police wants to have her arrested. Want him arrested, but she hasn't pressed charges, and so they're all up in her grill to be like, yo, let's do it, and so she hasn't. He claimed he didn't know the female. He's out of the he got fired from the Kansas City Chiefs. His name is Kareem, and I want to see how this plays out. I will read more about it for you guys tomorrow. That'll be what who's bumping who, who's getting fired. We'll start off, and I'll just reach out the full backstory about that. Yeah.
Okay. That's starting to be. I'm starting to see a lot of flux in that. It is.
Yes.
They going after them NFL players now, boy. They going after them. Yeah. And I want to say, I don't know where. So first of all, do you think somebody else is going to pick up Green Bay's coach?
Absolutely, but they're not going to pick him up till next year. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I can see the Steelers picking him up, because Mr. Tomlin ain't going to be there for that one. You know what I'm saying? I can see him going somewhere else, because there's going to be a lot of coaches that are going to lose their job this year, because the ones who should have won are not winning. So
we'll see
next year. But this year, I think he's going to sit back. I was surprised that they let him go early. I thought they would let him finish the end of the year. But, yeah, they were like, nah, y'all, they didn't make the playoffs this year. So, you know, that's the first. They're out. They have no chance of making it. So, you know, that's a first for Green Bay. Your Rays usually on top, and now they're sitting in cheese land like, let's get rid of him, thinking that that's the answer. Yeah, we shall.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, like they say, that's usually the first thing they try to do, is get rid of the coach. Now, if next year, if they don't make it, then they're going to start to look interior at the players, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or the personnel surrounding personnel or whatever. So it might have been the coach this year, but next year, if they don't make it, it's going to be a lot more heads on that chopping block. It is, or somebody, or some people won't be coming back. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I never understood that, why they would cut a coach in the middle of the season. I mean, if the quarterback can't do it with the coach, what the hell are you going to do without a coach? Hello? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, you ain't going to make it. You still got to pay the man. You still got to pay him. So it's crazy. And I guess you just don't want him there because what, you don't think he could lead you? Hello? So you think your intern one can lead you, huh? Okay. Come on now. You don't just drop your coach like that. You don't just drop your head like that. You just don't. That was just a dumb move on their part.
Right. Well,
you,
if you
already
ask me,
just finish out the year.
Right. If you ask me, I would have threw the whole team away. You know, I'm just saying, I love my Packer fans, but I don't love y'all team. Get your ass up out of here.
I can't stand y'all. I ain't even go at it. Like.
Right. Right. So get your ass up out of here. So go ahead, coach, pack your cheese up, put it in the refrigerator, and take it with you. So what else we got over there?
That is all. That's all for Who's Get Back, because I want to dive into tomorrow domestic violence that's going on in, you know, sports and how they are sweeping it underneath the rug and how they're once again allowing the white counterparts to stay in the NFL and they're giving the black people the axe.
Okay. So, all right, so you go in on that tomorrow as we come back, and then let me see. I don't got much else for you guys as we get up out of here. I know we only got like 2 minutes left in the show or so. but let's see. I really don't got nothing else for you guys. Let me see here.
Gotta have a song ready. Can you leave them up with Sierra? Or My Body, or, you know, My Body's a Party, or Level Up. You know, some Sierra. You got some Sierra up on there? I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Yeah,
sounds like you're just requesting, player.
Absolutely. I'm glad you got that. Good job. All right.
Anyways, we ain't got no Sierra for y'all tonight. So, all right, that's our show. Good night. I'm just kidding. Here it is. Level up on our way up out of here. Make sure you level up and tune in tomorrow to help your business or level up your brand where it's Tuesday. Only night of the week where you can call in and take over an interactive radio show and you can talk about what you want to talk about. Yourself, somebody else, or you can talk about somebody, mama. I don't give a damn. You dig? So it's tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. I'm DJ E Monster. Here's a little bit of that Level Up on our way up out of here. Deuces, y'all. Peace.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Night. Wow.
Love yourself. Get up and dance. Level up.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Level up. 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 Level up.
All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up.
Did that before. I turn up into something. My comeback on 100. Less talking, more action. You just gon' see coming. I just keep elevating. No losses, just upgrading. My lessons made blessings. I turn that into money. They gotta never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning. Like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. See me as a creator. Nothing I'm afraid of. And I can have it all.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Drop like waves.
Oh.
Team love don't want no hate.
Nope.
I'm grinding, I'm shining.
Oh.
Up, up, up on my way.
Hey.
They gotta never settle.
Nope.
This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning. Like on another level.
Oh, you can talk all you want. See me as a prayer. 3, 2, 1,
let go.
Level up, level up.